Well, one of the things that always lay behind it was that it would be a community space. I can't remember who it was, but somebody suggested that we're basically talking about the neighbourhood's living room. So sort of like almost a pub come tea room, but without the booze. So anyone could drop in and so on. I remember when we first started, people would ask us, so what is it going to be? Because there was a tradition of community services around here, and it was very much a top-down thing. So they had a particular aim, they provided a particular service, and people were asking us, well, what service will you be providing? And we came up with a tagline, people making things happen, because the idea was that we wouldn't actually determine what the building was for. We created a viable business structure with letting out the offices upstairs, ideally for community companies. So Artillery and all sorts ended up moving in, and there's been a succession of them since. That was, if you like, the business model, together with a small amount of income, I suppose, from the rental of rooms like this one or the little meeting room out front, designed to give people space to host their book clubs or whatever. I think it's understood now, but it really was quite difficult in the context of, because this was also the first time the council had done anything like this, I think.